Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is a gorgeous day. Good Lord, is it beautiful. My gosh, it's 80 degrees. Sun is shining. I don't know about you. I would have called out sick if I had some way to call out sick. But hey, we're here. We've got a lot that we are going to cover this afternoon. Governor Glenn Youngkin is going to be with us in a couple of moments. Got a dear friend of mine, Michael Harrison, who is in no small part responsible for talk radio as we know it. Simple as that. For 30 plus years, Michael has been one of the guys really behind the scenes helping talk radio to achieve the status that it has. He's going to be with us at 3:33. My buddy Dr. Keith Ablo, who just spent some time over on Tucker Carlson's show on X, he's going to be with us. And I'm pretty sure that this meeting that I was in earlier today is still going on. It started at 10:30 this morning. I had a moment. I think it was 10:46. I'm going to look at my notes. 10:46 a.m. You know when you have one of those moments and you go, oh my gosh, yeah, this is when I decided to blank. We had one of those moments. I'm going to share that with you in just a couple of seconds. We know that the Virginia Democrats, through their control, very, very slight control, I should also mention for the record, of the House of Delegates and the State Senate, have advanced such insane ideas and are doing everything possible to keep Governor Glenn Youngkin from getting a realistic budget in place. I'm so happy to say Governor Youngkin is joining us to talk a little bit about that. Governor, good afternoon.
Hey, Jeff, how are you? Thank you for having me. And you know what? I'm just getting ready to head into a town hall listening session on the budget, where I'll explain to everybody that, yeah, the General Assembly sent me a backwards budget, yeah. A budget that, in fact, raises taxes by $2.6 billion when we've just spent 2 years working on a bipartisan basis to provide $5 billion of tax relief. And then they turn around in 60 days. Not 2 years, not 1 year, but in 60 days, and send me a budget that wants to reverse everything and raise taxes on Virginians right at a time where we see inflation once again rearing its ugly head, and Virginians are living paycheck to paycheck. We're not going to go backwards. We're only going to go forward, and we're not going to let that happen.
I have to ask you, Governor, the success of the past budget where those of us who are just regular working Virginians got to keep some of our own money, got to do with it what we wanted to do. How is it possible in such a short time that these Virginia Democrats now have gone, well, so totally overboard? What is it that they're thinking?
Well, Jeff, it reflects a different vision for Virginia. I mean, there's two visions. Listen, it's the vision that I was hired to execute against, the vision of allowing people to keep more of their hard-earned money and making sure we bring cost of living down. And yes, investing in education and law enforcement and behavioral health and delivering a vibrant, rip-roaring economy. And that's exactly what we did. I mean, we have 200,000 more people working today than we had just 2 years ago. And we've seen it all over. It's all parts of Virginia. Their vision for Virginia, bluntly, is one where they tax everything that we do. They increase taxes in order to have pet spending projects, and that is the different view. I mean, bluntly, they want to have a pot shop on every corner, a slot machine in every convenience store, and they want to tax everything that everybody does. Those are just two very different visions for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Listen, my vision, which is the one I was hired to execute on, is about unleashing opportunity and prosperity and letting Virginians make decisions in their lives and pursue their God-given aspirations to be the best they can be. And that's why Virginia has been the best place to live, work, and raise a family, and I'm going to work to make sure it stays that way.
Number one, Governor Glenn Youngkin is joining us. In case anybody didn't recognize his voice, getting ready to head into the Eggs Up Grill down in Midlothian. You picked a great place, by the way. There's some great options down there. But let's talk about that pot shop and the slot machine, man. I'm sorry, Governor. I looked at that and I said, good Lord, I don't want my kids passing every convenience store where there's slot machines in there and on every street corner. Literally, there's a pot shop. This is such a different vision, man. This is dystopian.
Yeah, and how about this? Let's create jobs, and then let's have great education, and let's have safe communities where families can raise their children, trust their schools are going to prepare them in a collaborative way where parents are first, and then they have great jobs. And, you know, here we have the very best economic development opportunity that has ever been in Virginia's history to bring two professional sports teams to Northern Virginia, creates $12 billion of economic contribution, creates 30,000 jobs, no upfront taxpayer money, no new taxes, and we win when the sports district wins, and it creates so much excess cash flow that we can directly fund teacher pay in parts of Virginia that need support, transportation projects like fixing I-81, and on top of that, yes, providing toll relief down in Virginia Beach. Well, without the monumental opportunity, none of that stuff happens. And instead, they project a Virginia that doesn't want jobs. Well, listen, we're creating jobs, 200,000 more today than we had just 2 years ago, and I am not taking my foot off the accelerator.
Governor Glenn Youngkin joining us for a couple of moments. This budget process is just, it seems insane to me, Governor, because, again, you have the Virginia Democrats with very, very small majorities in the state Senate and the House of Delegates. You look at the committee composition, you would think that they had this massive lead, but it's such a tiny one, and these are such great common sense ideas. I know they're trying to minimize the sports thing. They're referring to it as Glenn Dome. Well, I got news for you. If I'm you, I'll take Glenn Dome, because I just think it's such a great opportunity to bring billions of dollars into the Commonwealth and create, as you point out, thousands and thousands of jobs. Now, look, you're an honorable man, you're a tough man, but how do we get this done?
Well, first and foremost, the Senate has to engage. See, the House of Delegates fully engaged. They hired outside advisors, brought them in, did the work, and verified this is spectacular. And that's why bills progressed in the House. The Senate refused to even engage. And that's so fundamentally inconsistent with the role of elected officials to even review. They didn't even want to review the largest economic development opportunity in the history of the Commonwealth. And so the Senate first needs to go do their work. And they will indeed come to the same place everybody who engages on this project does, which is, by the way, again, no upfront money, no new taxes. We win as the state when, in fact, the district wins, and it generates so much cash flow that we can fund all kinds of important priorities going forward. This is a unique once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Senate must engage in it. And when they do, then we can come through the budget process and reintroduce the bill and do something on a bipartisan basis that lifts up all Virginians.
Governor Youngkin, what can we do? Because there are many of us sitting out here, and every time you've been kind enough to come on this program, we talk about a wide variety of issues. And you know, near and dear to my heart is an ex-cop, your support for law enforcement, the dad of a special needs kiddo, your support for increasing waivers and fixing that whole system. I saw what was in your budget that addressed those things. They were great. Everybody that I spoke with.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Republican and Democrats said, man, this is real success, real advancement from the governor. So what can we as the people in Virginia do to help get this on track?
First of all, everybody should call, write, email, text their delegate and their senator and just say, get the monumental project moving and work with the governor to deliver a reasonable, common sense budget. And then finally, don't raise my taxes. Because that's what they want to do. Don't raise my taxes. We don't need to raise taxes. There's plenty of money in the system. You know, unfortunately, what the other side does is they play in this world of either or, always do. Mm-hmm. And what we've demonstrated is that we can, in fact, as I said, provide $5 billion of tax relief and still have record investment in those key priorities that we know we need to fund. And I've been so proud of the work that we have done to not live in an either-or world, but to live in an and world. And what happens, of course, when you reduce tax burdens and you streamline regulation and you grow jobs, you have a record number of people working in the Commonwealth of Virginia that then funds tax receipts that allows us to invest in education and law enforcement, behavioral health, and yes, eliminating the priority developmental disability waivers, which we need to eliminate. We can do this, and what it requires, however, is a recognition that growth and jobs are good, and mm-hmm. taxes need to come down, and we can deliver both of them.
Governor, just off the top of your head, do you know how many jobs you have created or have been created in the last 2 years that you've been in office?
Yes, today there's 200,000 more people working than there were the day we came in. And I have to say it's a record number. And we have more people working in the Commonwealth of Virginia than ever in the history of our great state. And finally, our labor participation, which is what I pay attention to, which is how many people are off the sidelines and participating in the workforce, is at a 12-year high. All those people that went home during the pandemic have all come back to work because there's great jobs. The key to this, however, is to not allow us to go backwards. And that's what this budget that the General Assembly sent me tries to do, is to take us backwards. We are not going backwards. We are going forwards.
What's the timeline? Can you call them back into session? Does Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears call them? How does this process just get rolling finally?
Well, there is a reconvened session on the 17th of April. And therefore, I've got to process 1,000 bills of vetoes and amendments and signed bills between here and there, and of course, amend, markup, and veto elements of the budget. And that process is starting now. It's around the clock. I have already reached out to leadership from the General Assembly and started to set up a process where we can collaborate and fix this budget. And I think we can get there. We've done it for the last 2 years on a bipartisan basis. The key is they have to engage. Just like I asked on the monumental opportunity, which is spectacularly important for the Commonwealth, the Senate has to do the work. And so I've invited them to, let's engage, let's get this budget right, let's not raise taxes, let's fund the priorities, and we can deliver it together for Virginians.
And you are going to stand tough on this nonsensical pot shop legislation where everywhere you go, there'd be one.
Yeah, I've been very clear from the day I was first asked. I have no interest in making creating a retail market for marijuana. And I'm just surprised that people haven't gotten the joke yet. A bunch of people come up and ask me, they say, so are you going to sign this bill? And I look at him and I said, you must be smoking something. I'm not going to do that.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Well, listen, there are many of us out here who really do appreciate what you're doing, the things you've prioritized, again, with law enforcement, helping folks in the special needs arena. That waiver situation is just atrocious. I'm on the community services board here in Hanover, Governor, and we see people who, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's the truth. They will die before they get one of these waivers. So that is something that I know you have put right near the top of the list. Very, very encouraging. And again, doing all of that, not only without raising taxes, but actually cutting taxes. I mean, it's an amazing accomplishment. And, I'm pulling for you. I'm going to try and get as many people as possible to reach out to their delegates and senators and just, get them on the straight and narrow.
Jeff, thank you. I mean, this is about delivering for Virginians. And yeah, we know we can do it. I have to say, on our priority waivers, we have Virginians who've been waiting forever. And the reality is that they shouldn't have to wait. And therefore, we're going to go ahead and clean this up. And it's something that could have been done a long time ago. It hasn't been done. I committed myself to getting this done when I was elected. We've taken really big steps the last 2 years. And this budget's going to take the final steps. There's over 3,000 Virginians on the priority one waiver list, and we're going to clean those names out and make sure that they get the support they need.
Well, I appreciate that again, because Julia Katz is one of those, and we're hoping against hope and praying that everything gets set with you. And I know you got to run into Eggs Up Grill. You're hungry. I can feel it. But I just wanted, as somebody who grew up watching Dr. J and the Sixers, thank you for honoring Allen Iverson the other day. That was very cool.
Yeah, really exciting. I grew up in Hampton Roads, and I might be a little older than Allen Iverson, but we had the great privilege of both playing for the same AAU coach. And when he was 10 years old, he was already a legend, already a legend. And so it was exciting to bring everybody together in Newport News and Hampton and really celebrate a legend.
Yeah, it was great. Listen, Governor, I always appreciate you making time. God bless you, the wonderful people in your family and the people working with you. And make no mistake, we're going to do our part to try and help you get this budget over the goal line there. We really are.
The top of the list is that we are not going to allow tax increases to be really thrust upon Virginians. I mean, come on, let's be clear. We're sitting here watching inflation not go away. President Biden unleashed it. Virginians are living paycheck to paycheck, and the last thing they need is another tax increase. Not only do we not need it, but it is so counter to what we've been doing for the last 2 years, which is giving money back to Virginians. And so we're staying true to the program. It works. It's a vision for Virginia that I think everybody supports, and so we're going to make it happen.
Excellent. Excellent. Stand strong, and know you got some people here that have your back.
All right. Thank you. You have a blessed day. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. That is Governor Glenn Youngkin. Look, I love Governor Youngkin. I'm going to just tell you that. I think that what he has done in the past 2 years is to take Virginia from where we were. You just got to remember a couple of years back where our beloved Commonwealth was. It was overrun with insane ideas, outrageous taxes. And what Governor Youngkin has said, hey, people work hard. They deserve to keep their money. And that's what he did with the past budget. You and I got tax cuts. You and I got money. Frankly, we think, oh, we got money back. Well, it was ours in the first place. And the Virginia Democrats, because they have this tiny majority in the House of Delegates and the State Senate, have gone totally into left field. And I mean far left field. Governor Youngkin's budget, as you heard, talks about money that you earned and I earned staying in our pockets where it belongs, taking care of important issues, taking care of teachers, taking care of law enforcement professionals, taking care of special needs members of our community. I'm hoping that you don't have to deal with that, because I'm telling you, as one who does, the bureaucracy is appalling. The lack of concern from some, not all, believe me, but from some would just blow your mind. And then you have some of us who serve in capacity, such as the Community Services Board, where we see what's really happening. So if you have any sense any sense of where we could go, I would urge you, pay close attention to this, reach out to your delegate, reach out to your senator, and you heard what the governor said. This is not some sort of a cram down, not at all. What did the governor say? He worked with the House of Delegates. The House of Delegates analyzed things, presented things. It was the Virginia State Senate which said, we're not going to cooperate in any way on any level. Now, what does that do? It leaves us without a budget. It leaves us without the opportunity to create thousands and thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in investment and future tax payments with the stadium project up in Northern Virginia. Now, you may look at it and go, well, I don't care about that team or that team. That's fine. It's not here in Central Virginia, but that's okay. We're talking about right up the road. Now, you remember when Governor Wilder was in office, he had some plans to have stuff done in Northern Virginia. Well, this is an opportunity. It is an opportunity, in my opinion, my humble opinion, it comes along once. I don't think you or I will see an opportunity like this presented again. And to pass on it, to sort of stamp their feet in the state senate and not let anything go forward, it's just childish and it's irresponsible. And whether you are a Democrat or a Republican serving in that state senate, you swore an oath to serve the people of Virginia. You have to roll up your sleeves and get to work. You got to do what it takes to get this job done. And I get it. There's always some sort of give and take and push and pull. I understand that. But this is just too big to play a lot of games with. That's all I got to tell you. It is way too big to play games with. Thanks again to Governor Glenn Youngkin for reaching out to us. He's coming literally out of his car, walking into Eggs Up Grill down there in Midlothian. If you're down that way, and you're hungry, and you'd like to say hello to the governor and let him know what you're thinking about this, by all means, you ought to drop in. It is 321 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.